Welcome to the Raised with Jesus podcast, a biblically Lutheran podcast for Toledo and beyond. You've got 10 minutes with Jesus looking at Ephesians chapter 5, beginning in verse 22. Here goes. Wives, submit to your husbands as to the Lord. For the husband is the head of the wife, just as Christ is the head of the church, his body, of which he himself is the Savior. Moreover, as the church submits to Christ, so also wives are to submit to their husbands in everything. Husbands, love your wives, in the same way as Christ loved the church and gave himself up for her to make her holy, by cleansing her with the washing of water in connection with the word. He did this so that he could present her to himself as a glorious church, having no stain or wrinkle or any such thing, but so that she would be holy and blameless. In the same way, husbands have an obligation to love their own wives as their own bodies. He who loves his wife loves himself. To be sure, no one has ever hated his own body, but nourishes and cherishes it, just as Christ does the church, because we are members of his body, of his flesh, and of his bones. For this reason, a man will leave his father and mother and be joined to his wife, and the two will be one flesh. This is a great mystery, but I am talking about Christ and the church. In any case, each one of you also is to love his wife as himself, and each wife is to respect her husband. This is the word of our God. This is one of those readings when you stand up, or I guess I stand up, and I start to preach about it, and maybe I have a reading from the pulpit. Partway through the sermon, you see people start to take notice or jump or something like that, because as often as not, they are listening to what God says to their spouses. Each man is listening to what God says to the wife and says, points the finger, that's what the real problem is. That's where the real problem is. If she were only more like this, then our marriage would be better. Our marriage would be happier. We would have a happier life and things would go more smoothly at home. And each wife listening to what God says to the husband and saying, oh, yeah, if only he were like that, then life would be easier, then life would be happier, and then we would have a marriage that would be worthy of imitation. Something like, you know, all the other marriages that I see around me or the marriages that I look up to. Do we fall prey to that temptation of looking at and hearing what God says to somebody else as guidance for their Christian life, and looking there and certainly seeing in him or in her or in them, whatever the case may be, seeing in that person a shortfalling, a deficiency, a lack, a sin. Seeing what God says to them and how they fall short and how they don't measure up, and boy, oh boy, that's where the problem is. Is it possible that we fall prey to that mindset? Because what God says here, he says, especially, you know, as he's talking about the relationship between man and wife in marriage, between man and woman in marriage, we want to be careful in our application of law and gospel that each intended audience receives the message that he or she is intended to hear. And so husbands, especially men, husbands, we are to listen intently to what God says to us, and shut our ears and shut our eyes to what God says to the wife. And wives, we are to listen intently to what God says to us, and shut our ears and shut our eyes to what God says to the husband. And what do we learn? That as we strive to honor one another out of reverence for Christ, as we strive to lift each other up, we recognize that God's words to each of us individually are basically that we look at the other person and we treat the other person as though he or she were Jesus Christ himself. Honor them as though he were Christ. Honor her as though she were Christ. Love your wives as Christ loved the church. How did he love the church? He gave himself up for her to make her holy. He cleansed her by the washing with water in connection with the word, so that he would present her to himself as a glorious body, having no stain or wrinkle or any such thing, but so that she would be holy and blameless. In the same way, houtos, thus, just like this, husbands have an obligation to love their wives as their own bodies. Wow. And who could do that? And the words to the women here. Wives, submit to your own husbands as to the Lord. For the husband is the head of the wife, just as Christ is the head of the church, his body, of which he himself is the Savior. Moreover, as the church submits to Christ, so also wives are to submit to their husbands in everything. There's this two-way street. There's this relationship here. And each one closing their ears and closing their eyes to what God says to the other, and at the same time opening their eyes to the incredible opportunity placed in your life, given to you specifically, individually, and uniquely, the incredible opportunity to treat this other person as though he or she were Christ himself, and to treat this other person as though he or she were the Christian for whom Jesus died. And so what does that look like? In the relationship between man and woman, there's a relationship of forgiveness, of mutual respect, of taking things in the kindest possible way, of caring for one another and doing what is best for the other. And why? Because Jesus Christ did that for you and for me. He is the one who saved us. He is the one now who is an example for our Christian lives as we go about our days and as we look at one another and as we carry out our lives. Because if it weren't for Jesus, these words would be impossible. Wives, submit to your husbands. Husbands, love and respect your wives. Those words are impossible. And there would be no shortage of finger pointing and listening in on how the other person has fallen short. But in Christ, you see how each of us has fallen short of the responsibility that God has given to us. And yet, he has called you to this place, this time, with these people, and with this specific, unique opportunity to honor, serve, and obey them, and give them love and respect in whatever fashion that looks like in each of our unique vocations in life. So as you go about your day, think of the people that are closest to you. Even if you're a single person or had been previously married or whatever the case may be, maybe it is that spouse if you are still married, and maybe it is other people in your extended family that are very close to you. But think of those people and your relationship to them, and consider how you can do just a little bit more to honor them the way that Christ has honored you, to demonstrate love to them in the way that Christ has loved you first. You can find us Wednesday evenings at 7 p.m., 2250 South Holland Savannah Road in Maumee. Also Sunday mornings, 9 a.m., and check out the show notes to find a nearby Wisconsin Evangelical Lutheran Synod Church. God bless your day.